الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear Islamic brethren, viewers of Madani channel, once again we say marhaba, welcome to our silsila, the call to righteousness. Last episode we covered up some points pertaining to the cure for this disease of riyakari, the disease of showing off, ostentation. Inshallah, today also we try to cover up the points. Last time we did cover up some points from Sheikh Atriqat Amil Sunnah's Risala, his booklet, the call to righteousness. Inshallah, this week also we try to cover up some points. Inshallah, first and foremost, let us hear the barakah and blessings of sending durood and salawat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, as Sheikh Atriqat Amil Sunnah Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Razvi Ziyai Damat Barakatum Aliyah mentioned in his famous book Faizan Sunnat, there is a chapter of the beneficence of reciting durood, salawat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And mashallah, he mentions, the one who recites salat upon me 10 times in the morning, the one who recites durood upon me 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening will be granted my intercession on the day of Qiyamah, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Salatam wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. So from the last episode, inshallah, we are going to continue with those points given by Sheikh Atriqat Amil Sunnah, 10 cures for this disease, for this poison. Which poison? Riyakari, show off, ostentation. So inshallah, now we are on number 6, and inshallah we discuss and then we move forward. Amil Sunnah says, avoid shaitani deception while performing ibadat. Dear Islam brethren, sincerity, ikhlas is the key to the acceptance of our deeds. Sincerity, ikhlas is the key to the sincerity of our deeds. As it is necessary to create sincerity in one's heart before the performing of any deed, it is also equally important to maintain sincerity during the deed, because shaitan continues to put his shaitani traps, his thoughts into our heart. It happens. We're making ibadat, we're making worship, we're making the tilawat of Quran. First our intention is right, and then also intentions change as the time is going, because shaitan keep on whispering, you are reciting very beautifully, you are making the best sajda in the court of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Today you are making too much of ibadat. So it builds up that pride within our heart, it builds up that those tricks. Other day, Sayyidina Fudail bin Iyad rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated, the one who is not shrewder than even a wizard, the one who is not shrewder even than a wizard as regard to his deeds, will certainly fall into the trap laid by shaitan. So become shrewd about your deeds. You check, do a check and balance system. Check and balance system, tick, cross. You do a check and balance system. What am I doing today? You investigate. You check it out from A to Z, from beginning to end. My deed, is my deed really for me Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Am I doing for my Allah azza wa jalla? Or am I doing that people can call me a famous person, famous name? So you have to be shrewd. More than a wizard. Be shrewd about your deeds, about your amals, and make sure that this deception from shaitan is not inclusive in our amal, in our deeds. Because he wants to destroy us. He never wants to give us a chance. So when we're talking about, alhamdulillah, making ki da'wat, the call towards righteousness. It is, he definitely has his weapons, he has his arrows, and he keeps on shooting his arrows towards us, and unfortunately we become entrapped, we become caught by these arrows of shaitan. Tubu ila Allah, astaghfirullah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. So Amir al-Sunnah gives us some cure also here. Yeah. He says, avoidance of shaitani thoughts when making the worship, the ibadah of Allah tabarak, the three things are necessary. My dear Islam brethren, if you can diarize, you diarize. Because diarizing is memorizing. You try to keep these points. These Madani posts, viewers of Madani channel, Muballighin out there, whoever is out there, lovers of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam, these points are for me, and these points are for you. So try to diarize, because diarize means memorize. And today, so easy, you just take your cell phone or your iPad or your laptop, you record, you try to record these points. Three things are necessary to avoid shaitani thoughts during worship. We are worshipping Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We are making the ibadat of Allah azza wa jalla. We are in the masjid. We are in our place of worship. We're making tilawat of Quran. We're making dhikrullah azza wa jalla. We are reciting durood e paak. Three things are necessary to avoid shaitani whispering during our worship. Number one, to detect the shaitani thought. Number one, to detect. You have a doubt. Something is coming in the back of your mind to tell you that no, there's something whispering in my ears. He's taking my direction away. He's removing my sincerity. He's removing my ikhlas. He's giving me other thoughts that you are doing well. You are big muballigh of Dawud Islami. You are big qari, big hafiz. So you detect it. Number one, you detect. You check. You detect. I found the fault. You know, like when plumber comes to the house and there's a leak, first and foremost he has to, if there's a leak underground, example is on the leak underground, so he has to detect, okay, there's water here, but where is the pipe is leaking? So he checks, alright, I can see water is coming out from there, but the pipe is leaking from here and all the water is flowing down there, so let me do. So what he does, he digs up the whole trench, he detects where the fault is, and he, subhanAllah, he solves the problem, fixes up the pipe. So likewise, you detect, number one, you detect shaitani whispering, you check, do a check and balance system, what is he misguiding me, where is he misguiding me, you detect it, close it. Number two, to despise it, to hate it, to show anger towards it, to dislike it. You show unhappiness towards it. You despise it. You trying? Oh, no, you're not going to get right with me. You feel within yourself that no, this is wrong. He's misguiding me. So I have to hate it. I have to dislike it. I have to despise it. So number two is to despise it. You make sure you despise it. Otherwise he will definitely wrap us up. Shaitan will wrap us up. And he'll misguide us, my dear Islam brothers and sisters. And number three, to refuse to accept it. That is the point, the key point, to refuse to accept it. Otherwise some of us, we fall in the trap, we accept it. Okay, no problem now. It's okay now, they're calling us Nare Taqbeer, Nare Risalat, and giving us all the fame and name, and you know, we're feeling something nice for now. It's okay for now. Next time, you know, it will be, next time we'll try to, you know, calm them down and keep them relaxed, chilled, you know, that they mustn't, you know, say beautiful things about us. But now it's okay now. I refuse to accept it. You close the door. You refuse to accept. Refuse to accept, refuse to accept, refuse to accept. Inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, with following these basic three principles. Number one, detect the shaitani thought. Detect it. You understand that he's coming for you. Detect it. You detect it. Number two, you despise it. You dislike it. You don't want it. And number three, you refuse to accept it. Inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, with following these beautiful madani pools of our Amir al-Sunnat. Inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala. We are hopeful that inshallah, the riyakari, show off, ostentation, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, will not come within us. Inshallah, we will do only for the pleasure of my Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, inshallah. Fa let's give you some examples. It says, for instance, somebody is performing tahajjud salah with good intentions. With good intentions. And during the ibadah, during the worship, he's making ruku, he's making sajda, he's making qiyam, he's making jalsa, he's making the ibadah, he's making tahajjud. And then shaitan puts a thought into his heart that, you know what, you're making the ibadah, you're making the worship for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But shaitan gives the thought that if people come to know that I'm performing tahajjud, they'll get impressed with me, man. Hey, they only know that I'm performing tahajjud salah. Oh, I think they will think I'm worthy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. If they only come to know I'm performing tahajjud salah, they will think that, yes, this guy is the wali of the time. He's the wali of the city. He's the wali of the street, wali of the area. So he, while you're performing with good intentions, you start your, you make Allahu Akbar, you come into the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah is the greatest, you recite Surah Fatiha, you recite another Surah, you go into Ruku, you go into Sajda, you tell, oh Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, oh Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, glorified Allah who is most high, and all of a sudden, whilst you're making the ibadah of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you're performing a tahajjud salah, here comes shaitan knocking at your door and says, imagine the people came to know in your city that you're performing tahajjud salah every day. How nice it will be. Tubu ila Allah. Astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Then, what must you do? It is highly essential for the person performing this tahajjud salah to detect that this is a satanic whispering. Shaitan is putting thought into your mind immediately. After you detected it, you should despise it, you should dislike it. And considering the fact that the act of impressing people with deeds performed for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala invites the wrath, the anger of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He must ignore it. He must despise it. He must stop it. He must despise this thought coming in his way. Admittingly, it looks very daunting in the beginning, but once a person becomes steadfast in having sabr for a long time, it becomes easy for him by the blessings and the bounties of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. What we are to do is to make the efforts, inshallah tabarak, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will grant us success, inshallah tabarak. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says in Quran Majid, Surah Al-Ankabut, translation from Kanzul Iman, and those who struggle in our path, we shall surely show them our paths. And indeed, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is with the righteous ones. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Salatum wa salamun alayka. Ya Sayyidi, Ya Sayyidi, Ya Sayyidi, Ya Habibi, Ya Tabibi, Ya Makki, Ya Madani, Ya Qurayshi, Ya Arabi, Ya Muttalabi, Ya Hashimi, Ya Rasulallah, sallallahu ta'ala. Number 7. I'm just reminding you, viewers of Madani Channel, that we are going back to those 10 points that Amir Lashun is giving us about protection from this disease, from this epidemic, this sickness, ostentation, riyakari, showing off. And number 7, he says, perform deeds in the same manner whether you are performing alone or with people. Performing deeds alone and performing deeds in the company of people. Performing deeds at home or performing your namaz at home and performing your namaz in the masjid. Big test, big difference. One is masjid, house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and one is the house, your house. So you have to do a check and balance system. There has to be a total balance, no imbalance. My worship is weak at home and my worship is high in the masjid. Spiritually uplifted. Long sajda, long ruku, long qiyam. Beautiful recitation of Quran in comparison to the home. Short ruku, short sajda, short surah. Lazily going from qiyam into sajda. Big test. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that Makki Madani Sarkar sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, when a person offers an excellent salah, whether he is performing alone or is performing it in the presence of people, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says that he is a truthful banda of mine. He is a truthful bondsman of mine. Allah tabarak gets happy with that person. If he performs the ibadah same, whether he's alone or whether he's with the company of people, he's the same. There's no difference. Allah tabarak gets happy with him. And Hakim al-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullah has stated that is, he is not a showing off person, not a person of riyakari, but rather he is a sincere one. If he were to be a show off, he would offer salah excellently in front of people, and he would offer salah lazily when he's alone. As he has offered salah excellently, even when alone, it is clearly shows that this person is a sincere person. So my dear Islam and viewers of Malian channel, this neki ki dawat, this way of invitation towards goodness, Alhamdulillah, Shaykh Tariqat Amil Sunnat is removing our sicknesses, our disease, ostentation, riyakari. Because with this riyakari, with this ostentation, with this sickness of showing off, how are we going to give neki ki dawat? How are we going to give the call towards righteousness? How are we going to invite the people towards goodness and stop them from badness? How? So, we have to understand that we are, many of us, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala save every ashiqe rasul, every ashiqane rasul sallallahu ta'ala from this disease, because we are in trouble. Performing ibadat alone and performing ibadat in company, really it's a big difference for us. We get entrapped in this trick of shaitan. He puts riyakari, show off, especially when we are in company of people. Tubu ila Allah. Astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. And number 8. Shaykh al-Tariqat Amil al-Sunnat says, hide your good deeds. Hide your good deeds. My dear Islam brethren, if only we have the privilege of hiding our good deeds as we hide our sins. Hide your good deeds as we hide our sins. The reward bestowed by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is immense because of our deeds. What else we need? Of views of Madin Channel, what else we need if we know that merciful Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is pleased with us? What else we need? Bera par will be, inshallah Tabaraka Ta'ala, Madina for us. We should try to keep eye on our nafs. After we performed our good deeds, especially the hidden ones, as our nafs, they would try to attack us. It always wants to tell us to reveal our worship. And then we reveal. Then we reveal. He always wants us to reveal our worship. You tell them, I'm making the worship of Allah Ta'ala. Our nafs may deceive us into assuming that if we do not reveal our deeds to others, they will not ever become aware of our status. People are looking for status. If I don't tell him I'm tahajjud, I'm a person performing tahajjud. If I don't tell them that I'm performing 5-time namaz, ba jamaat, takbir, ula in the first saf, if I don't tell them, they will not know I'm a pious person. He's deceiving us. Allahu Akbar. And he will misguide us. Tubu ila Allah. Astaghfirullah. If one faces such a situation, he should pray to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala for istiqamat, for steadfastness, turning his attention towards the favors of Jannah that will be given to him as a reward for the deeds that he has performed in this dunya. He should be scared that the one seeking something from the banda of Allah Azza wa Jalla in exchange for the worship of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, if he faces the divine wrath of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, a deed that is covered, means hidden, is preferable compared to a deed that is open. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala always loves our hidden worship. For example, fasting is a hidden worship. It's a hidden worship. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, nobody knows we are fasting. Especially when you're keeping the roza of Mondays and Thursdays and all the big nights of Shab-e Barat, big days of Shab-e Barat, days of Mi'raj, all the important days we are keeping roza, especially Mondays and Thursdays, and we are keeping roza, and it's a hidden worship of Allah Tabaraka. Nobody knows we are fasting. Nobody knows we are fasting because it's a hidden worship. How we come to know? Sitting sad, sitting quiet. People ask you, what happened today? I say, no, today I'm fasting today. Yes, I'm fasting today. So we want people to know about our worship. This is a hidden worship, but we want them to know that is what is the worship, what worship we are doing within ourselves. Cover your worship. cover your deed. Inshallah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, special mercy will be upon us if we cover our deed, inshallah, subhanallah. Hujjatul Islam, Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Abu Hamid, Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali, alayhi rahmatullah al-wali, has stated, there was a time when voices of divine zikr and Quranic recitation would emanate from every street of Basra, inspiring people to these deeds. Coincidentally, a scholar wrote a book on the details of riyakari, show-off at that time, which resulted in all the people giving up the loud zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and Quranic recitation. Upon this, some people remarked, if only that scholar had not written this booklet. Tawbu ila Allah, astaghfirullah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla also grant us the tawfiq that inshallah Azza wa Jalla, that whatever amal, whatever deeds we do, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, will be only and only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, inshallah. Number 9, Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah says, keep the company of the righteous only. Means good company, good result. Bad company, bad result. The more we keep company in the righteous, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, our problems will be solved, my dear Islam brethren. It is a great privilege to be in the company of the sincere banda of Allah Azza wa Jalla and the devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, by the blessing of their closeness and the call towards righteousness conveyed by them from time to time, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, one will be able to treat the disease of riyakari, of showing off, inshallah, besides gaining many other benefits, inshallah. So remember that one should keep the company of righteous only and should avoid the wicked people like a disease. As the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, the example of a good and bad companion is like a musk-carrying person, the one blowing into a furnace. The musk-carrying person and the one blowing into a furnace. The musk-carrying person, the one with khushbu, will either give out some gift, will give some gift to you, or you will buy from him, or you will have rich fragrance from him, whereas the one blowing into the furnace will either burn your clothes or will have a foul smell from him. Tubu ila Allah, astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, Dawat Islami is trying its utmost best to try to eradicate these illnesses, these sicknesses, these diseases, these poisons of the community. Ostentation, riyakari, showing off. Alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, our Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat has written this booklet, mashallah, this book, Calls to Righteousness. You try to get a copy, otherwise you go to our website, www.dawatislami.net, inshallah azza wa jalla, you download free of charge, no cost. Okay, you download and you try to get all the solutions for our problems, especially on this topic that I'm discussing today in the Call of Righteousness, when we're talking about this disease, how to cure the disease of riyakari, showing off. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us all the tawfiq and hidayah to practice upon these points. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala save us from this sickness, from this illness, from this disease, from this poison, riyakari, ostentation, showing off. Allah karam, aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, ay daawat islami, teri doom machi ho, ameen, bijahi nabil ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.